I don't know if this was dictated by the spaces you were working in or not, but I noticed that, like, early on the film, the camera's moving a lot. I mean, it's, you know, you're craning in and craning out, and mm-hmm. It seems very mobile, and mm-hmm. it, you know, there's a lot of, I don't know, tracking pans or something instead of cutting and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's very loose compositionally. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of extra space. Mm-hmm. Then as the film goes on, that kind of goes, and it seems the camera's more, you know, the shots are tighter, the people mm-hmm. are more, you know, caught in the frame. I mean, was that just the, you know, what, yeah, where you were?
As it becomes more inner sanctum, as it becomes more intimate, as trying to get to know the people. At the beginning, we're trying to get to know everything, the space, the territory, the stuff, the people, looking at the neighborhood and down, and the two guys, and they have a little oddball scene that gets them, sort of tells what they do for a living.
Yeah.
And then and they can talk about the wife. I didn't want to have close-ups of them talking about the wife who doesn't call. Just, yeah, okay, she didn't call. So what? Oh, and the boom, out. And each time you progress to a different level of interest to that. I didn't want to tell too much about that. And then when she calls the first time, she calls, and okay, he goes, Kevin goes, yeah, well, thanks to you too. And a moment and off. And then gradually you kind of get in tighter and tighter with it. So you feel the more, when he gets in more moments where he's in solitude, he's kind of more bothered by it. I don't, but by today's standards though, I don't shoot a lot of, I mean, I get in close sometimes, but I don't try to go close all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I think a lot of people make a mistake by going too close too early and trying to get in into this kind of thing. And it's because it's the easiest shots to make.
Yeah.
And they're intense, and you've got nice actors and nice faces, you want to see them. But to me, it's got to all measure with the drama and the progress of the drama.
Yeah.
And the only way you can do that is you have to be flexible. You have to trust your instincts, trust the first way you feel, first way you felt when you read it. And when you're there, you have to trust what the look is there. And that's the jazz thing you're talking about, is that if you're playing a solo and the music's going on, you have to work within certain parameters, but you're expressing ideas, and you may be playing I Only Have Eyes for You, but you might be playing a lot of variations on the theme.
Yeah.
And that happens here. You have to be improvisational, to me anyway. I don't put anything in stone. I don't say the actors, you know, put your fingers here, put your fingers there, and do this, and don't do this when you do it. I mean, go for it. Sometimes I'll do a shot, and the actors will say, what do you think? I'll say, well, yeah, okay, let's try it again, but just try a little different thing, and then they'll try a little bit different thing, and it doesn't work as good, or it works better, or some little bingo thing. You go, yeah, that's great. And then maybe they'll say, okay, now just pick up a little, just one area where I'd love to match this to that, and for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm sort of editing in my head as I'm doing it. So there you are. And these actors had all directed before, so they were all very sympathetic, and they loved the words and loved the material.
Yeah.
And it made it very, very easy. You know, for 39 days, we had just a terrific time,
yeah.
Even though the material is kind of tough and not always easy to watch. But the anguish of it all. But it's great drama. It's fun regardless of how intense it is.
Yeah.